the meeting to order. All council is present, including myself and Teresa Hill and Alan Hiller. And our engineer is here with the report. Let's do our pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Scott, can I get your name for the record?
Scott Neiman.
Neiman. Thanks.
Okay, can we approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Teresa.
Okay, City Hall roof repair. We brought in Scott, who has done an assessment, I believe. And we've got Alan here to give a report. And does the council have any discussion or anything before we start?
I think I'd like to hear what the grand plan is, and then we work on it from there.
So do you want Scott to just kind of go over what they found?
Yep.
Go a little more in detail? I know you guys have not seen any of the detail until just now. One thing I do want to caution, please do not talk dollar amounts in case we need to go up for bids and proposals. Ranges, I believe, are acceptable because you're going to need to know a range maybe, yes. But I don't want to give an upper hand to anybody else. So, Scott, do you want to just go ahead and talk about what your proposal is, kind of what you guys found up there? I know some of the concerns were, actual structural integrity, too, and those kinds of situations. I don't know if you can enlighten the council.
Sure. So this roof has obviously had issues for quite some time. We put a bid proposal back in October, and with the leaking and stuff that's kind of happened, and basically the situation is you do have a couple ways you could do it, the re-roof system. However, at this point in time, with structural integrity of the concrete, which we're not sure what that's looking like at this point, and you can't know, unfortunately, until you rip it open. You just can't. And also then with how much it's been leaking, our original bid was to kind of just, give it a skim job. But at this point, depending on what everybody wants, if we want, a Carlisle warranty, who is our manufacturer, that's what we usually do, or if you want, a simpler warranty, a little bit less. There's a lot of different steps that can be done, and costs and things like that, depending on what we exactly want to do. But in order to do it properly and not end up costing a fortune in, like, wet replacement, again, because we have to get rid of all that wet insulation that's up there, your best bet is to tear it all down. That way, too, you can also then get a better look at the concrete deck and the process, because there'll be nothing on there. You can see if there's anything wrong with it. And then, of course, there is bids in there to get squareage replaced and redone if necessary. So that's kind of the situation that it's in right now. So
the structural members themselves look like they were sturdy?
I'm sorry?
The structural members, the trusses and beams all looked to be...
Trusses and beams look fine.
Okay.
The concrete decking itself is what's in question.
Okay.
And then that lies into if it's a surface level, which is... they can do a re-pour on that. If it goes deeper and it's bad all the way, they literally have to cut the entire section out, which can start to have to cut the entire joist section out instead of just an area, because they can't patch these little small things. They have to patch it from joist to joist or beam to beam in order so they can stabilize it that way on those mm-hmm. joists then.
Does it have to have the concrete in there?
Yes. Yeah, that's that is the deck itself, and then the rubber membrane roof is kind of your just the weather deterrent, right?
We either have to do concrete that's up there or put a tear all that off and start over with the steel deck, I assume.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Which would be, if we had to go that route, which is the better option at that point?
Cost-wise, it would just be to fix the concrete.
Okay.
Yeah. Having to tear all that steel off, remove all that concrete would be a lot.
Okay.
A lot.
What about the spots where it had what appears to be roof drains in the past, and we know that there's holes up there where they purposely made holes for that and then possibly abandoned a roof drain or whatever pipes went through there?
Mm-hmm.
What are you suggesting for those spots? Do they need to be fixed, or can it just have the styrofoam over the top of it? Because they're approximately 6-inch holes, I believe.
Right, so you could technically reopen those with a new roof. You'd have to reconnect them and plumb or to the plumbing to wherever they might be. Because again, I know it used to be an old theater. I don't know personally when that stuff was removed or discontinued. So I don't know how much working, and that I wouldn't know. Period. I'm not a plumber, so how much work that would have to do, I don't know. You could reopen them to use them. You don't have to. We can do with the tapered insulation to the existing scuppers and get the water off the roof that way.
So I'm not suggesting that we're putting in those drains. I'm just wondering if those holes you feel is okay for us to just put styrofoam over, or do those holes need to be repaired?
Well, we would rip out the, if we were going to do again, the full teardown, we would rip them out and cover them.
Okay, because it looks like they're gone completely, but there's just a hole in the roof where
right.
I can look from the ceiling
yeah.
and see the foam. So can we just leave it like that, or does that have to have a concrete repair?
It depends on the size. Usually anything over 6 inches, you should start to put a little patch over it, but that can be anything from, depending on the size of the hole, which none of these are really big. You can do a steel plate, but usually you can just get away with plywood
okay.
on a size of that small.
How big could you go with plywood then before you would have to replace from beam to beam? Would you want to keep it in that area of just what was a pipe or something?
Yeah.
So if there was something damaged in that concrete, there's no solution with plywood that you can see?
No. Yeah, that's a decking issue then at that point, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any salvage for what's up there that's worth thinking about? The reason I'm asking is we've got other repairs that need to be made to this building. We're talking about doing some other things in town that could entail us possibly moving the operation here to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at whether it's, do we want to tear it all down, start over, and either keep or resell the building, or do we look at patching what we can to get us through, and then it's all going to play into our decisions there,
right.
too.
So, we can skim the rubber, do it all over, or the rubber membrane, but we're not going to get much of a warranty for that. But you can do that.
It sounded like there were some pockets up there, some low spots. Is that what I understood?
Yeah, it's going to have standing water, and that mainly comes down to the fact that the insulation is wet and deteriorated,
mm-hmm.
and that stuff will sump when that happens. And so, again, unless you're tearing it all off, you're going to have that issue. And if you want to go to that step where you're replacing the wet, again, there's going to be probably a lot of wet up there mm-hmm. at that point. you're probably better
just as far off to do the whole thing.
Right.
Okay. How long, if we were to say that we wanted to do a complete tear off and redo, how long of a process is that? Are they able to continue to work and use the building? Do you do it in sections? How does that work?
Yeah, the building is completely operational. I mean, never shut down. Obviously, we would need some proportion of parking just to, you know, put our trucks and stuff like that. But and then we work it section. We're always watertight, so we would be ripping one part off, sealing that up with the old roof, and moving on the next day, and then the next day. As for the time frame, depending on which system you would end up ultimately going with, but if you, you know, if you're looking at a rough estimate, let me see if I have it in here. So it would probably be roughly around 7 days of labor, of work.
And would that be, I know there's ballast rock that got pulled off from there. I imagine you'll pull the rest off. Is that going to include, or are you going to be putting, do they put ballast rock back on? Because the flat roofs I've seen recently don't have ballast on them anymore.
Right. So we can, again, this is what I was talking about. There is two different systems you could do, which is the ballast, the rock. You can do a solid adhered roof. It is a little bit more expensive. On a concrete deck, you have to foam the insulation down. It's a little bit more expensive per square for comparative to rock. It takes more labor. So, and especially if you are, again, doing the process correctly, your R value, you have multiple layers. So you foam the first one, you foam the second. So it's a process depending on what ultimately you want to do, and the cost will reflect that as well.
Okay. All right.
Just starting on this proposal, the first item is remove existing roof. Second item is install new sheet metal. What sheet metal is that?
That's the metal flashing around the building.
Just the flashing, okay. Yeah.
One for the third thing, they replaced wet insulation. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of that?
Yeah.
Wet insulation, okay.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that.
And those would be the 4x8 sheets of insulation up there.
Correct.
So the entire roof would be covered in those. And there's got to be a ton of those. I'm not sure what that total would be.
Mm-hmm. But again, that price and that system wouldn't be there if you did the teardown, because there would be no insulation, wet insulation left. So that you wouldn't have to worry about that per inch board footage price, because again, it would all be gone.
Then about not quite halfway down, it says any mechanical or electrical work if needed by owner, which is us. What do you anticipate for that?
Nothing really. There's nothing really up there anymore.
Electricity comes in the side of the building, I believe. And
yeah.
Is there a gas line up there?
No.
Any?
No.
Okay.
It's all inside the building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a lot up there, so it's just a precautionary warning in case it's in all of our bids.
I know we're not talking prices, but you said a range. I just have to get my wrap my mind around this. Can you give us a range from, or not? I don't know how you want to address it.
Do we set the range for that? What we're...
Yeah, I think we'd need to go out for bids on it, really.
Okay, but just in my mind, are we talking $100,000, $200,000? What are we talking? Or more? Or I don't...
How big between those two numbers.
How big of a range do you want, Teresa?
And that
I mean, I would like to know that, just the range.
Or can you show Dave without...
I would say in excess of $100,000.
Okay.
To do it the right way.
That helps me if you...
the right way as a balance for
If we were to... We're trying to weigh things up here, so... If we're talking about replacing concrete, because the roof is concrete in a mesh on top of beams, and then insulation, and then the rubber roof, we kind of need to know. I know you can't tell us what shape the concrete's in, but we kind of need to know just how big this could be. What worst case scenario is? Everything comes off but those beams, and we're replacing that concrete on the roof, the entire thing, and then styrofoam or spray foam, and then a new roof. So, I mean, how big could this get to where...
I don't think you'll have, like... Structure, like I said, when I was checking it out before, if you have that much damage all the way down everywhere, this roof would have collapsed a long time ago. So you might have small pockets here and there, but I really think the majority of it is going to be surface level, which is again the simple pour, which does have a range in here. It's extreme, I know, but it's the minimum to the absolute maximum of the entire roof. So, but as for going all the way down, I don't think you're going to have that much. So.
If we said in excess of $100,000, do you think that if they had to do that, it would be, you know, add an additional approximately $70,000 onto the project, or
if
that, I don't want to give exacts, but I think they're trying to get a grasp.
If we had to go all, like, basically
worst case scenario, down to the trusses.
Down to the trusses. Yeah, I would say probably double the range.
So.
Yeah, if you had to replace the actual decking.
In excess of $200,000 then?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, if we had to replace all the decking and redo that, it'd be quite a bit more.
Do we need to tear the ceiling down in the old area up there so that you can see from the bottom to do any of this?
No.
Everything you need to see and or do can be done from the top side.
Well, are we talking about that? Because I have looked at the inside of this, on the inside here, and that's why I don't think you have the complete structural degradation of that deck from the inside. But as for the top, again, that layer, and if it's been deteriorated on top, that I can't tell you until I rip that roof open.
But I mean, do we need to pull ceilings inside of the building for you to be able to do what you need to do outside?
No.
Okay.
No. There's the only time that we'll end up having to deal with anything up there is if there is
extensive damage
where we have to completely replace it, and even then they would still probably be working from the top. It would just be now that you have an exposure that goes obviously from outdoors to indoors, so that's the only really thing, but no major work should be happening in the building.
Okay.
Is this concrete wet pour?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Teresa, do you have any of those pictures that we have?
I had them in the packet last time. I think I have them on my phone, is about it.
Are there different, other than, concrete versus steel decking, that kind of thing, are there different grades or levels of materials that you could use to impact the cost one way or the other for us?
For the decking or the roofing system itself?
The roofing system.
Yeah, again, we can do, you know, depending on what you want for a warranty and what exactly you want to do. Material-wise, though, again, if it's Carlisle, it has to be through Carlisle, and we kind of basically only carry Carlisle supplies.
Okay.
So, but depending on the cost of the warranty that comes through Carlisle and stuff like that, you would be paying that. And then also, too, we would have to do the insulation exactly as Carlisle requires.
So we're, if I'm understanding you correctly, then the warranty that comes with this, you guys offer a 2-year contractor warranty.
Yep.
But the warranty through the material company, Carlisle, is one that we pay for different levels of. Is that what I understood?
It's just the length of them. So a standard is about 20 year, and then you can get a 25 and 30 year warranties.
The 20 years included there?
Yes.
Okay. And that's just on materials itself?
That's the roofing system itself. They warranty the entire roofing system.
Yep. Okay.
They come out and inspect it after it's done. And so.
I just got a question on a couple of these pictures. This one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, can you pick at that?
Yep.
You see how it looks like the concrete's kind of bowing in that picture?
Sagging, yep.
I just wanted to ask his opinion to see if you think this bowing right here is when they build it, or do you think that's something new?
It's probably a little bit of both, but that bore and that mesh that they do does bow a little bit too when they do it.
Because it looks like they don't use a form, they just let it
So
sit on that mesh.
Right, and it's going to depend on, you know, it's hard to say without having been here when it first went up, because obviously there's always variation in anything that they pour like that. Sometimes they have that mesh tighter, sometimes they don't. And so if it was a little bit more slack when they poured it and then they got it in there, then...
So we might be looking at the bottom of it is bowed, but the top of it would be level?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Who took those pictures?
I did.
You did?
We went and inspected up there. Thank you.
Okay.
So... where we think maybe the insulation has deteriorated because of leaks. And then I'm a little concerned about those spots where it's bowing like that. It would be really difficult for us to line those up and see if that spot is bowing up there or if it's just from... We can't even really locate our leaks. Or we could locate the low spots in the roof, and we could consider that they're all just the insulation being degrading from those leaks and such. But we really couldn't connect it to those areas. In the pictures, they look dry. And it doesn't look like water's come through in those bowing areas. There's some other areas where you can see the rust on the bottom of the concrete, which would be that roof section.
Oh, so you're talking this, the rust in here?
That area there looks like water's come through. All of the beams up there look fantastic.
Yeah.
And in the areas that don't show rust or haven't had leaks, all look probably almost just like when it was new. But yeah, we still have a ceiling and a roof with 35 buckets under it.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me the layering system of that, how that works? You know, you've got the metal, and then you have a concrete layer, and then what is the next? I mean, what?
Insulation, so isosanurate, or there is different variations, but it's your insulation, and then it is, again, usually then your rubber membrane or whatever type of system you have on there.
So the concrete part is the actual base layer.
Yeah, it's what, again, that's your actual, like, deck, your roof, if you will, but then everything else, your insulation obviously keeps, and then the rubber membrane, or again, whatever you have on there, is what keeps all the outside elements out, whether it's heat, cold, or rain and snow.
Okay.
So.
Thanks.
And your insulation that you're talking about replacing would be the big sheets of literally styrofoam.
Yeah, the isosanurate, right? Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
As an R value, so it's close to 30, you know, so. And that's basically about 5 inches of ISO.
Is that the kind of stuff that they used back when they did the original roof, or is it some other type of insulation that they have?
It is a little different now. You can still get both. Ours just has a better R value to its size, so you don't end up having to have this gigantic amount of insulation for the R value. So, all the stuff still exists. Yeah, you can do either or.
If I understand correctly, the taper up there drains probably off the backside or wherever it goes.
Yeah, there's the scuppers on the west side of the building. Yeah.
And that's where you'd intend on
tapering it down to, yeah.
Okay.
West and north.
Just so we make sure we cover it, our additional options include, or don't, a new tapered pitched roof. Is that possible up there? Can we put a pitched roof on this building?
A gable roof.
Oh, can you? Sure.
Is the
we
building
do that? But
is the building designed for that though?
That you'd have to get a structural engineer. I'm not sure. Yeah, I can't help you on that part.
Okay.
Any other options for our roof as far as?
Yeah, not really. you gotta get it replaced one way or another. It's old. It's seen too much damage from that tree and other things, and so either you need to. I mean, again, we could again, like I said, we could do a skin job, which is the rubber. We wouldn't get much of a warranty, but at least you know, because we could at least guarantee that, versus trying to do patchwork and stuff like that. You know, you never know where those holes are or something else due to age. You know, age wears on, and age and weather wears on these things just like anything else does. So,
doing a skim job up there, I know we're not, at that point, you're not looking at replacing insulation or anything like that, but the areas that would be pocketed right now that are low and you're getting pooling in, would you be able to build something up in that area to level that out?
Yeah, we can. It can get a little tricky depending on the size of the insulation and stuff like that, because a lot of times, especially just because of age and it's a ballast roof, the weight and just time has kind of crushed down the rest of it. So you end up either having to go a little bit higher or a little bit lower than the surrounding insulation, okay. And that can cause ponding or diversions too. So we definitely can, but again, it wouldn't be perfect.
How significant percentage-wise of a cost difference would it be to do that versus the tear-off room?
Compared to this, it would be quite a bit cheaper.
Less than half?
Yes.
And what kind of a warranty could we get with something like that?
We would give you a contractor's warranty for that from us.
2 years?
Yeah, probably five we could do, so.
Okay. All right.
So if you just might put another mat on the top and not doing anything with the insulation, what's that going to do with the mold and stuff up there?
Well, that's going to be a problem. I think a lot of the mold issues that we're having, I think, are coming from the carpet, the old ceiling tile, and whatever ceiling materials we might have up there. I think that's where probably a lot of it's coming in, but I don't know that for sure.
I'm just picturing insulation that's not drying too quickly.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking about.
Do you put a rubber roof over another rubber roof at all?
No, we would be tearing the old rubber off. Yeah.
So then?
Even with a skim coat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And you do that intentionally because it's already hard enough to find the leaks as it is, because you have a concrete deck and that will just go until it finds an opening. If I had a rubber roof on top of a rubber roof and, you know, something happened down the road with, like, the tree branch that fell or something, it'd take forever to find that thing.
Sure.
Do we know the last time, the year that the roof was replaced? Alan, did it happen while you were employed here?
It wasn't totally replaced, though, was it?
No. It was just
recoated, wasn't it?
Yep. I was going to say, wasn't it 2006 or 2007 I had? That was from Tom.
And by recoated, you mean similar to that skim coat you're talking? Or was it just patched?
No. They put on a new membrane or a new rubber.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that styrofoam is from that era too, or do you think it's from before that?
As far as I know, yes.
They probably did that too.
Yeah. 2006 or 2007.
I thought we tried to look that up, but
I do. I have it at the shop, but I was going to bring that packet with me, and I didn't bring it. So.
And
one of those 2 years.
Something in the 95.
I don't. You might be right on that, but I don't have that.
So there was a Milo Ruffin came in and did something.
Right.
And is that the one you're thinking? That was the 2007, or am I thinking before? Anyway, it's been a while.
I can't answer that question because I don't. You should have brought that with me, but I didn't.
I just thought your memory is better than mine.
6 or 7, I know I had a roof on it.
Okay.
How far out are you guys scheduling right now, Scott?
We're about midsummer right now. We do have a project in the bid that if we get it, we would be all pushed all the way back to fall. Then.
This one.
What's that?
This one. If we got it, you would be pushing it out till fall.
If there is a project that we're bidding right now, so
it'd either be
midsummer or it would be fall.
Okay.
Fall. Yeah.
In the meantime, what do we do? Keep throwing buckets?
I mean, we can keep trying to find the holes and stuff like that. I know when we were looking at it, we did find some.
You did good because there's no leaks right now.
So we can keep trying, you know.
If you put that new membrane on, do you put the rock back?
Yeah, then it would go back to that too, yeah.
Does that help protect if something falls on it?
It's the adherement, technically, of the rubber. So it's what keeps that membrane, that rubber membrane, actually down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think my thought is, I mean, we're at a point where we kind of need to have conversations about the future of the building and the plans for what we're going to do with this. I don't know as to how there's a whole lot more, you know, that we're going to be able to figure out as far as the roof goes until we come up with a plan that way to decide which direction we want to go.
I agree.
I don't know, you know, I don't know what else to say.
Well, I don't think you can sell a building with a crummy roof that hasn't been properly taken care of and repaired.
Well, you can, but you're selling it as is.
Because you're gonna have to, you gotta tell what the condition of the building is if you're gonna sell it. Mm-hmm. So you can't get away from it. I know, I've been through it.
Yeah. But then you sell it, but you're not gonna get what it's worth.
No.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna say they gotta spend that kind of money to take care of the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we need to have another meeting just to talk about the future plans, or?
What are we missing? Has anyone not seen upstairs that would like to see upstairs?
I've been up there. I don't need to go back up there.
I've seen it, so.
I've been up there a long time ago. I wouldn't mind going up again, just taking a good look.
Right. The what are we? I know we're talking about replacing the roof, but are we going to also talk about what we're going to have to do to make that a space? There's going to have to be some demolition up there of damaged things that are damaged: carpets, sheetrocks, plywood. Mm-hmm. That should all be part of our conversation for.
That's what I'm saying.
We're almost to the point where we're considering remodel.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Whether we fix it or not, we still have to get rid of the damaged materials up there.
That's what I'm saying. We're almost at the point where we need to have more of a strategic level conversation about the building and its future and what our intentions are with the building. You know, whether we continue to do what we're doing here and remodel to repair the inside damages and move on from there. We need office space and other things around here also. The exterior of the building is in rough shape in a few spots also.
I think as a group we should probably stand up there at least once, take a look at that. It's a few steps getting up there, but we should probably all look at it as a group.
So Mr. Mayor, is that something that you would want Scott to come up with, or did you have any more questions for him?
Yeah, so those we could let him go.
That's kind of where I was getting. I think at this point I guess my opinion is we're at the point now where Scott's kind of explained what, you know, what our options are as far as over the deck and
right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for
the work you've
been
doing to patch the roof, too. Thank you very much.
Yep, no problem.
Yep.
Have a good day.
You bet.
Take care. Thank you.
So you guys want to go up for the tour, or is that what you're doing? Or?
I think we should. As a group.
I would.
If somebody's got something to say, we should... You'll be all right, Jennifer.
I went up there. I saw the mess.
Yeah.
I was up there earlier.
I know I've been up there, but if you'd like to go up and talk, we certainly can.
I've been up there a number of times.
Do you need to move the whole system up there, or are you going to...
All I'll do is just disconnect this piece.
Okay.
I just wouldn't have...
Alan, speakers. Would you be willing to go up there, give us a tour, and maybe explain some of the things that you think are going to need to be done to make the building safe and workable for the employees down here?
Sure.
Is that something you can do for us?
Right. And then I got a couple comments I'd like to make after we either go up there or after we get done up there.
Finish down here.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if we need a motion, but I'd like to have everybody move upstairs and continue a little conversation up there to see where we're at.
Okay. If anybody comes in, Melinda can just set them upstairs. Because the public would have to have access to the information that's being discussed, too, so.
All right. Field trip.
Field trip.
You can tell them to get your head.
Not too bad. How are you, Tim?
I turned the lights on up there. So at least we can find through some. Do you want your
flashlight? Oh, I got my flashlight.
You want me to lead, or?
I'm going last, because it'll take me 20 minutes to get up there.
Sorry, Jennifer.
I think it's, I don't know, is there a rail? I can't remember.
There's a rail going up, yes.
There's a rail. Just hang on.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Teresa gives a pretty good tour up here as to what her workspace is and what she uses.
So this area over here, we turned into, this is some of our permanent records retention. So when we started having the leaks over there, we moved everything over here to try to keep them safe. Well, during the last event, you can see we have a bucket there, too.
Just going to ask if it's leaking in here.
Yeah, we only had a small drips in that one, but is there? I was just telling about moving the records over here and why we moved.
How much of this space do you think would have to undergo demolition to get mold and whatever unhealthy stuff out of here? And
well, that's one of the questions that I was going to bring forward to you is we should actually hire somebody that can come in here and actually inspect this building and see what we're working with. Okay. To see how much damage do we have in the building up here before we even decide we're going to take and put a roof on it. Because maybe at that time, they'll come up here and say, you know what, you guys got so much damage here in the basement, on the main floor, the building's not worth putting a roof on it. And maybe that would eliminate some of the questions that we're getting into.
There's a basement under this place too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a basement. Yeah.
We can take a tour there. This is just part of the problem. We've also got many issues that's downstairs.
At some
too.
Point I'd like to see that, because that's going to be part of my strategic
I mean, level. So I don't know what that takes to do to hire an engineer or an inspector to come in and actually physically look, inspect, and see what we got and present that to the council and say, this is what I found.
It might not be a bad idea.
Right.
It's a great idea. I was going to suggest something like that, but that's...
Right.
Yeah.
And then that way it takes the heat off of the council, all of us going, hey, this is what the engineers gave us. This is what we got to work with. Right. They're saying it needs this, this, and this. When we add that all together, it's not worth putting a roof on it.
Yeah, you might want to tear the building down.
So let's move forward.
There should be a structural engineer that does... that type of thing, right?
We tried to get a structural engineer in before this meeting.
Okay.
And that just didn't occur.
Okay.
We thought that they were going to be here Tuesday, and they didn't show up. So
He would only really talk about the structural part of it. What else do we need to, I mean, we'd almost have to have a building inspector come through and look at the rest of it.
Your mold person, whoever you have.
Because, I mean, I don't know what we've got, because we've, you know, the council chambers is right below us, and we've had spots back on the behind it where you guys sit downstairs. There's actually spots that have showed up there over the years. So how much of this is insulation is wet and soaked and, you know, over the time and over the years, and what condition that's in?
Should be able to smell something if it was real bad.
So we can go a little bit further into the cave if you want.
So over the years, we've abandoned what looks to be hot water heat, and we've abandoned what appears to be a fuse, not a breaker box, but a fuse panel is abandoned. So we have abandoned electrical up here, and we have abandoned hot water heat source.
There is no heat up here.
Good.
Teresa, is there a way, is there a way for you, in the meantime, before we make some of these strategic level decisions, to estimate what your office needs, maybe council chamber needs would be, square footage wise, that kind of thing, not only now but in the future, foreseeable future, so we can say, all right, how many square feet of this would we really need? Is some of it able to be leased out? Is it worth looking at moving? Those will kind of help guide some of our decisions too, I think. And I know that's probably a tall order to ask, but I think a square footage estimate would be probably a good start there. You know, square footage, number of offices kind of thing, and then what we should realistically have for council chambers, square footage wise, given what we've got now for our current, I'm going to call it audience, and what we would have in the foreseeable future. Is that something that could be...
I can try.
I think that
there's got to be somebody out there that can help me do it.
Yeah, I would think that would help guide our conversation also a little bit.
I think part of, you know, as you see all the permanent records here, I think we're going to have to switch over to doing something like microfiche or something like that to capture the records, and that'll use, you know, give up a lot of
pretty lengthy
space,
process, I assume.
Yeah, and they would just do the permanent records, but we've been doing a lot of records purging throughout the last few years, and this is nothing like it used to be.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
There's just certain things that have to be permanent.
I mean, this is what Teresa's got to work with.
Yep. No, and I understand
this
that.
This is just...
I understand that.
Hauling stuff upstairs and downstairs, and it's just...
This is for the... For the record, this is an upstairs former residence, and it appears to be 1950s or 60s retro with shag carpeting, single-pane windows, and some single-pane windows with storm windows.
All right, well, let's go back a little further. And obviously, you can tell we've had... You know, leaks here, and then here's one of our major ones that we ended up with, and this actually here,
I've seen that,
ended up coming right down into where Melinda's at here.
Oh, yep. That was the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the damage there,
and then we're kind of dripping.
We didn't have a light to look at it.
Rolling out of there.
Yeah.
And then this just gets. I mean, you can just see what the water did.
Do we have other city departments that use space up here that you're aware of?
The library
has storage up here. I think the PD has most of their stuff cleared out except for what might be in the evidence room.
Okay.
They had all of their stuff up here in totes, so I think they've taken that down to the other PD at one point.
How much stuff is up here from the library itself?
It comes and goes, so I would say 99.9% of it is probably ours.
Okay.
But like a lot of times the library stuff would be back in this area or wherever it may happen. So that corner over there, I believe, is library, and that's library.
Are there things from the library that go up and down, or is it pretty much long-term storage?
I think it's pretty much long-term storage.
So basically up there is a concrete that's up there, looks just like a parking ramp that you would park a vehicle at. It's concrete, it's just a concrete floor. So this area here is where the insulation is bad, where everything is sagging.
This is the area where I stuck my phone through and took the pictures of what looks like the bottom side of the roof is right through here.
Did you get up on a ladder, or did you?
We had a ladder up here, and we were with, we might have been with Scott that day.
Yeah, Scott was here the day we did that.
And interestingly enough, these holes where it's all leaking, you can just brush that like sand, just like touching it with your hand, it just disintegrates. The surface of it is a little stronger, but everything that's wet,
it's all just that hole there.
This hole right here was about that big when he touched it, and he just went like this with his hand, and it just all fell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plaster doesn't tolerate water well, and especially not from the backside like that.
But that's just one of my thoughts, is to get somebody to come in and actually physically look at the building, the structure of the building, and other issues that we got going on with the mold, and just kind of give us a overall of it.
And from what they said, this whole floor you're standing on was built in, because this was a movie theater, so none of this was here. And they projected movies in a direction, I'm not sure which.
That way?
Yeah, no, it makes sense to be that.
All seating below us.
If that was the entrance, yeah.
We go down the basement, I can show you the false floor.
So, one thing that the roofing company had talked about, if you look through here, this is one of the trees that's causing an issue. And then the one on the back corner, too. And I think the tree on the back corner, my understanding, is actually interfering with some of the tuck pointing up there, too. But
yeah, the tree in the back corner.
So it's rubbing on the building.
No, it's hitting the building.
It's hitting the buildings, yeah.
Trees that hang over the boulevard, can't we cut trees that hang over this roof?
We can cut straight up. So the reason why this is a little more tricky is we have a shared wall property line. So, my understanding, the roofing companies do not want to do the work unless those two trees are removed, because it's just going to cause more damage and more issues for us later.
Right. And so far, it sounds like she's opposed to removing those trees.
She was opposed to them previously, yes. So she did some maintenance on them, said that she would continue to do maintenance on them. We now have an issue again.
Can we go after her to cover the cost of the damage that it's caused to the roof?
That's a Jason question, but I just wanted you guys to know that was some of the information that had been shared previously when they came and looked at them here the last month or so, that they would have to do something with the trees because they didn't feel that it was, you're just going to have issues from what I understand. So, yeah, so this is our storage area.
Tornado and storm damage took sections of those trees or branches from them trees and poked holes in our otherwise good rubber roof. And then we had it patched, and now we're here. Where we're seemingly running out of patches.
Options. Okay.
Does that stuff get damaged being next to that wall that looks wet?
A lot of that was, so when we first had this, we had a lot of storage in this area that was kind of rode off. So then we had to move it to another area. So everything up here just keeps getting moved back around.
Wherever it's not leaking.
Yeah, we're trying to get away from it. So we finally, like I said, moved a bunch of it over to the other that was more of our permanent stuff. But yeah, it's a lot of that with the wilting on the top was water damage that we moved from over here or moved around.
Well, I got to commend the City Hall staff because you guys have done a fantastic job of minimizing the chaos and damage to our record system, but we need to do better.
Well, we have
not on your not on your side. This is a whole conversation.
Yeah.
Just considering putting a new roof on this building for what we use the space for. I mean, the lower level space, the office space and things, we don't, this space means nothing to us, and that residential area up there, whatever's in between there with the shag carpeting and this whole space, and to put a very expensive roof on this for what we use this for, doesn't make much sense.
Well, and that's where the strategic level conversation has to be had, I think.
If we would have put these boxes into what was a nice dry storage area, Teresa would have been walking through rows wherever it was, and it would take a quarter of this size or less.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And my thought, unless we lease this space out, I mean, we could turn some of it into long-term storage for City Hall, like, I understand that, but as far as City Hall, this is not public space, it can't be. There's no accessibility for it. So, unless we lease this space out, this is pretty much going to be empty space up here. So, okay. I would like to take a look at the basement if we have time, or if you have time. It doesn't have to happen during this meeting, but I would like to see it at some point.
What's the ceiling height of the basement? Is it 6 feet or is it less? Right above that?
Yeah, 6 feet for sure.
Is there a basement under the whole thing or not?
No, 1/4 of it.
Okay.
No, not even 1/4 of it.
Under that part, right?
Yeah, it's under the council chambers part, yeah.
I didn't even know, where's the access for it?
You can hear it when you walk on the floor, right, that there's something underneath.
Right where you
sit?
In the corner.
Right.
In that corner where the
audience chairs are.
Yeah, on the back side. That's door.
Oh, that door.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Take him down there.
We can go. Well, I don't necessarily need Teresa.
I'll be the last one. I'll shut the recording doors as we go.
But if others would like,
there's still some cool things though here from the theater.
Yeah.
I mean, over there in the corner there, the original doors are over there from the theater that you see in the picture with the round holes.
Huh? Cool. Yeah.
And then downstairs of Gym Theater. That
old
was outside.
Sign.
The old.
Sure.
They're downstairs.
They're downstairs.
There's a lot of history.
Yeah.
Well, we got one wet bucket so far.
Well, yeah, some of those probably are watering from.
Yeah, I'm torn here. We're still in a drought, so I'm kind of hoping for rain, but after seeing this, no.
You've got more rain coming.
I know.
Would we consider removing all this? And, you know, would we even want to know what the cost is to get rid of all this?
Honestly, an option. I didn't realize there was that space back there. I've just been up in this part.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are possibilities, but again, you're talking a lot of money.
I mean, one of my concerns is too is what's behind these walls. I mean, is that stuff all the water? You know, you got water everywhere. Is that stuff all good back there?
That's where we need to get.
Or is our workers up here breathing this stuff day in and day out when they're up here?
They'd drill holes, I would think, right, or something to find out. That's what
leaking.
There's got to be leaking back in.
But that's what I've heard or seen, is they would drill holes in there, like, to see, you know, just tiny holes. And,
yeah.
So.
I hadn't noticed that before.
Yeah, you can tell.
It's been a battle for a few years.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
We didn't turn any lights on back there. I'm kind of getting them as I'm heading back.
I wonder what that was. Teresa, do you know? So the door at the top of the steps to the right, was there a deck there or stairs, or don't you know?
I don't remember. I know when Simpsons owned it, I used to go up there as friends with one of the daughters, and the big area we were back there, we'd like roller skate in there, and then they had like a game room, but I don't remember if that was an outstairs, if there was a stairwell that went down there or not. I don't
mean, they had a door on there, so I figured that.
Do others want to see the basement? Otherwise, I'm not going to tie up valuable council time doing that.
Jennifer, do you want to see that?
No.
Roy? Dave?
I'm fine.
Bill?
I'm fine, just like
this. Okay.
Then, you can do that on your own.
Then let's not take up council time. But
no, that's fine.
It won't take a second for you to go down there and look. It's not very big.
Sometime whenever you're ready, you can change it.
No. Give me 2 minutes. Talk amongst yourselves. I just want to see and help guide my conversation.
Well, if you're going to go down, I'll go down with you.
Yep.
I'll forgo it. I don't need
to say if nobody else is going.
I know my basement.
The reason you came tomorrow with me.
Yep. There's three of you going.
Yes,
there
will.
Three of us gone.
Okay.
If we don't come back in 10 minutes, we'll just sit. Wide stairway, at least.
I had no idea this was down here.
Yeah. This is what used to actually heat the whole system.
So this is no longer, is all abandoned.
No.
So none of that is used anymore?
No.
That's the old-fashioned watering system.
Okay. Here's where you gotta watch your head.
Yeah. I've seen worse basements.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's nice, but I've seen worse basements in there.
I'm actually surprised with the roof in the area that we've got a basement. Or with the river in the area, I mean. Yeah. There's the gem lettering.
Yeah, there's the lettering. There's the lettering. That was the fan that pushed the air through.
The air handler, yep.
Come on, Tim.
We should, with our push for, like, culture.
If you go back, we're not gonna. If you go back into there, then you'll see where the old theater was.
That's the crawl spaces?
Yep.
Okay.
And is this crawl space like?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's then back on the back side of that, Dave, is where the theater was.
Okay.
You can see where the seats are all.
If you crawl back in there, where you've been back in there.
I've been back in there, yeah.
This is the air filtration system back here.
Yep.
Or what was.
So this is good, because this is something that I think is a good thing to see.
Yeah.
Where do you stop? How much do you push into the building?
Yeah, I know.
And going, okay, maybe we should stop at this point and do something different.
Well, that's why I needed to see this, so that I can understand more of what we've got or don't have.
Right. So thank you.
I didn't want to go down there.
I've actually seen a way worse space.
Four down, four up. All members are accounted for.
No bats in your hair? Or?
No, it's actually better than I was thinking it was going to be.
I grew up in some not so nice farmhouses, and the basements were way worse than that.
That's what I said. I see my basement. I don't like going in the basements.
We did find out years back when we had some cement work done that the area under my office, so as you went back in that area back in there, it was like a coal chute kind of thing that was just left open. It was not sealed off or anything.
So you wonder why you might have got a cool draft.
It was always so cold in there, huh?
So you're volunteering to shovel coal to heat the building again?
No.
Concrete fell in by the corner there.
Yeah, that's how it got discovered.
We'll wait till Bill gets back and then we'll continue. So to revisit, reconvene, after having seen what we've seen, including the basement now, I think we need to take a pretty hard, deep look at what we would need to do to make this building really work for us and what it would cost us to put a roof on it, make it saleable, or what we decide to do with it. But I think that's really a strategic level decision. I would like to ask that we have a structural engineer and a building inspector come in, go through the building, look at it, tell us what our problems are, what we've got, what we need to do, and then have Teresa or staff, one way or the other, kind of give us an estimate of what they feel their square footage needs would be in case we do decide we're going to move City Hall at some point here. So we have an idea of what kind of space we'd be looking at and what the costs would be associated with that.
Yep. There's all kinds of questions that need to be answered, like is it possible to separate the library from, this half? If we're looking at a new fire hall, are we looking at, could we put the city part in there? Again, just brainstorming, these are questions we need to ask. Mm-hmm. But, I think we want to have a library in town, but is it possible to save...
Do you, along with that, do you know Alan or Teresa, when they built the library, and I don't remember what year that was built, probably 80s?
It was after 82.
87.
Okay. When they built that, did they build it using common wall, or does it have its own exterior wall? So if the worst happened and this building had to come down, including the senior center, could the library remain as its own structure?
That would be a good one for the building
inspector or whatever to look at for sure, because part of it's common and part of it's not common wall.
Okay, that is a question that would have to be answered before we could make any real hard decisions here also, I believe. And part of that conversation when we talk about this is if we decide to move City Hall operations elsewhere, what are we going to do with this building? Do we sell it? Do we look at the historical value of it? Do we refresh the building and try and lease out space? Is the EDA interested in it? There's a whole lot of conversation that really has to happen around, you know, if we abandon this building or if we move elsewhere, what do we do with the building?
Right.
There's also two new art centers in Waseca in the library system. They have one area they've extended a building or space in the building and made an art center. And the Leisure and Waseca public libraries are together. So if they have any interest in this space, we should probably...
Well, I've always had a dream. It's a pipe dream, but I've always had a dream of doing some sort of a museum here.
But you still have to do something to save the building.
Well, if we're going to do a museum, this definitely has to be redone.
You're going to have to deal with the roof.
Exactly.
You got to deal with the roof, because there's nothing you're going to plan to do here that is going to do anything when you got a roof that is unsafe and leaking and just creating more problems.
Yeah. And then is anybody going to buy it in that condition, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, do we need to set or want to set another work session for that conversation, or do we want to have Teresa get us the information and get the inspections set up and readdress it later?
I think that should be done first, don't you?
That's my thought.
The inspection?
Is even the results of the inspection are going to help us determine how much we'd like to invest in this building. But none of the results of those inspections are going to tell us not to remodel this building because it's not, you know, economically feasible, or none of them are going to tell us that we should start over from scratch. None of those questions, but I still want to find out all the answers to things.
I think the results will help guide those conversations, though, for us.
You said after this last rain, you didn't have any leaks?
No, we did not. Whatever they repaired up there for temporary work.
It has worked so far, but it's nothing that's going to be for sure.
We'll see what Monday, Tuesday brings if it rains again.
Yeah, we haven't had any big rains.
We haven't had the hard rains. We had steady one, but
where it sits for a while or something.
It seems like what they did, it worked as of this point.
Yeah.
But it seems like a day by day or week by week, all depends on what we run into. We check it frequently.
We bought some time, if nothing else. Okay.
And until those trees are removed completely, we most likely won't proceed with anything other than continuing to patch the roof. And it doesn't do us any good to trim those up along our property line straight up.
No,
because they're still going to fall down and poke holes in the roof. There's a lot of dead branches up there.
Yeah.
With or without a storm, there's going to be more possible damage to the roof.
So,
do you need a motion to get your part of this moving, Teresa?
If you want to, that's good.
Direction. So, I'm going to... Did you have more conversation you want to have?
Well, I was just going to ask, was that last check from Neiman's, was that for this last patch? That $600, was that for this last patch that they did?
I think it was dated 325. I believe so. Because I think I looked at the date and I think it was March 12th or something.
Give me a minute. In the meantime, I would like to make a motion that we ask Teresa to get a structural engineer in to evaluate the building structurally and a building inspector in to look at the faults and good things about the building, really do a decent inspection of the building so we know what we've got and report those back to us.
Well, we need to find out how to get rid of those trees.
So that's got to be a Jason
thing. Do
we know
what kind of a cost that involves? Structural engineer coming
in? I don't, Jennifer. I don't.
We have prices for it.
Here's Neiman Roofing.
Okay, so we do have a motion on the table.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Looks like received date on this invoice is April 8th. Work was done 3/27.
So that would have been about after that.
Labor and material for repair of City Hall building.
Okay.
They've been super to work with.
Yeah.
Super.
I agree. They've been a very good company to work with, very responsive.
I don't know as to how there's much more we can really do or talk about until we get some more answers back from those questions.
Well, I think you're going in the right direction.
Thank you. Well, I guess I'll make a motion to adjourn then unless there's something else.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.